So that we can pray, so that we don't pray amiss, but we pray God's will. It's Glorious Friday. We've been looking at manifesting God's glory in an ungodly generation. And we've learned from God's word about the times we're in. And it's important to know the time and then to be able to manifest God's glory as God's children in this time. We've also looked at Guard Your Prophecy. I will entreat everyone to listen to Bethel Encounter Glorious Friday, Guard Your Prophecy 1 and then 2. In the 2, which is the last one we studied on, we looked at the truth that man constantly seeks prophecy. It's in the nature of man to seek prophecy. And we looked at Saul in 1 Samuel 28 verse 6, because the Lord would not answer to Saul, he went searching for the woman who had a familiar spirit to be able to tell him what was ahead of him. And it is in the nature of man to constantly want to know what is ahead, because we are ignorant of what is ahead of us, and it makes us feel vulnerable. So all the time, we are searching for different ways to do that. But we must walk with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we walk with God, there is no need to be afraid. It says that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. It's the Lord with us on a daily basis. That gives us the confidence, knowing that though we haven't seen tomorrow, but once we are with the Lord, we are sure because of his promises concerning us for what is ahead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And we also learned about God releasing unto us the gifts of the Holy Spirit, who empowers us to prophesy. So you find unbelievers searching for revelation about the future. However, as children of God, God even gives us that grace to see into the future what is ahead. And we read from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit. And then in the verse 10, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy. So the gift of the Holy Spirit given to us by our Father in heaven, mandated by our Lord Jesus Christ, because he said that he's going and he'll send to us the Holy Spirit. So now we give your life to Christ. You have the Holy Spirit with us here on earth. I mean, without the Holy Spirit, the church can't be on the earth for anything. It's the Holy Spirit who is watching over us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you have the Holy Spirit, he is the one who gives unto us gifts. He doesn't come just empty. He comes with gifts, the gifts of healing. By the healing power of God, you can say, headache, go away, and it goes. That all sorts of miracles. that in times it's a life and death situation, but by the power of God, you experience miracles by the power of the Holy Spirit, the gifts that he's given to us. And one of these gifts is the gift of prophecy. As we're studying God's word, my prayer is that you begin to experience the gifts of the Holy Spirit also in higher dimensions. Amen. Various Amen. Dimensions. And please, let me correct us that it's not for selfish gains. It is for the edifying of the body of Christ. The gifts is for the benefit of the church as a whole and not for selfish gains. Like the guy who said that he's just waiting for the gift of the prophecy to go and see if his wife has been speaking the truth all along. And then people who say, I want the gift of a prophecy to see the man I'll marry in future. The gifts of the Holy Spirit do not replace our relationship with God. As a matter of fact, it's by your relationship with the Holy Spirit that he empowers through the release of his gifts. There are some people, when they get 1, 2, 3 gifts, and then that's, oh, Holy Spirit, bye-bye. You say the gifts of the Holy Spirit are without repentance. So now relegate the gifts of the Holy Spirit to the background. Now we begin to do things on our own. That should not be our story. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We should constantly keep our relationship with the Holy Spirit right. And we'll be looking at how to walk with the Holy Spirit in our Bethel Encounter Days. And I entreat you to follow every single day what we study and pray accordingly. We've looked at prophecy is Jesus' word and it's already available every day. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners speak in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, but in these last days has spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. And in Revelation 19:10, it says, concerning John, he was speaking to an angel, and I fell at his feet to worship him. And the angel said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. So you see that even in heaven, the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. In John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3, and all things were made by him, and without him was anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. Jesus is at the center of it all. Everything here is revolving around Jesus Christ. Why do people fight against Christian living? It's because Christian living talks about the rule of a king who is Christ Jesus in the life of a believer. As long as it remains just religion, nobody has an issue because it's just about religiosity, just certain practices. But the moment you say that someone's total life should be in submission to the rule of a king, then it begins to face political opposition. It begins to face even religious opposition. It becomes now an offense to people because to see the rule. Why was Jesus killed? Because he declared that he was a king, the king of the Jews. And they say, hey, this one is blasphemy. And then they say, no, we'll crucify him. It's all about Jesus. Why? Because everything has now been given into his authority. He has been set as authority over all principality and power, both visible and invisible. So it is what Jesus confirms, what Jesus says, that is what becomes the rule. You look at portions of scripture where Jesus had come on the earth. On the Sabbath day was a law, the law of Moses. The Sabbath day was one of them. He said, keep the Sabbath day holy. Jesus on the Sabbath day will heal people. And they say, hey, no, this man, on the Sabbath day, why are you healing people? On a Sabbath day, why are you in the field speaking food with your disciples? And Jesus would tell them that you don't know who you are talking to. I, Jesus, am the Lord of the Sabbath. I am the Lord of the Sabbath. I am God. That's what he was telling them, that I am God. I'm the one who created it. I said that leave this Sabbath day. So I have
a higher authority over that. When Jesus pardons you, that is it. No matter which prophet or apostle, if Jesus says that your sins are gone, that is all. That's why they'll have a problem with him. Who is this man who even has the power to forgive sins? But that was God in the midst of man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The promises of Jesus is what we should live by. As long as you walk according to the principles of Christ, you are in the dimension of prophecy. When Jesus came, you know, we have all these laws. Jesus came and then look at what he said. He said the summation of the law is to love the Lord thy God with all thy strength and then love your neighbor as thyself. And he said that it's upon these two laws that both the law and the prophets hang. He had just some, because he is God. Jesus is God. So this is what I'm saying, that everything that Christ has said, live by it. And in conclusion of today's word, the enemy knows the potency of the word of God, and so he will target the word, or he will try his best to take that word from you. In Mark chapter 4, verse 14 to 20, let's listen to what Jesus says. He says, the sower soweth the word. He had given a parable about the sower, and now he was explaining it. And it says that, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. So you see the first category of people. He didn't say witches. He says Satan himself comes. And then the word that they have heard, which has been preached to them, he steals them away. There are people in our day, they want to hear a prophet say that, oh, you won't die, before they can believe. Meanwhile, the word of the Lord has been preached over and over and over again. They've heard it in songs. Meanwhile, I won't die. I shall not die, but I live to declare the works of the Lord. And yet, they're waiting for prophet after all the preaching and the declaration, that shall not cast thy young, the number of thy days that shall fulfill. All these they have heard in the word of God, but they are waiting again for someone to say this before. Don't discount the word of God. The enemy will constantly deceive you, making you feel as if that which you have read in the word of God, that which you have heard being preached to you, is not enough for your future. And so what again do you want to see before you realize that God is in that situation? Jesus' mother told them that whatsoever he saith, do it. And that is our position as believers in this generation. We don't do the word. We want someone again to come and tell us that, oh, this will work for you, before we believe it. No, but Jesus said that he that even had not seen it and yet believeth on it, that person is blessed. Today, I want you to lift up your faith. I am provoking your faith today. What are the promises that God has put in his word concerning your life? You don't need a prophet again to come and whatever any prophet or man of God somewhere says, it must conform to what Christ has said concerning your life in his word. Otherwise, there is no future in it. It must conform with the promises of God in his word. And so I am provoking you that the word of God given to you, take it serious. Right now, I want you to just close your eyes with me and begin to pray that, Lord, grant me that grace to work with your word. Grant me that grace to work with your word. Ignite your faith in me by your word. That, Lord, I wouldn't have to hear and hear and hear and hear and keep hearing and searching for all sorts of miracles and signs and wonders before I hear your word. But, Lord, let me, Lord, get moved by your word. Let me grasp your word. Give me a heart that is moved by your word. That as your word is released, or as I encounter your words, that, Lord, I'll be moved in faith.
I'll be moved in faith, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Come to your word, help me to remove
the fear. Rababaya kaba. Rababaya kaba. Rababaya kaba. Rababaya kaba. Rababaya kaba. Rababaya kaba. The grace to believe your word. The grace to believe your promises. In the mighty name of Jesus. Kabaya dede abarabaya kaba. Rababaya 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 abarabaya kaba.
The grace to believe your word, Lord.
Scripture says that it's the glory of God to conceal a thing, and it's the honor of kings to search out a matter. Your future is in the word of God. Sometimes we do it without knowing. We go searching. We are watching one YouTube video to the next YouTube video. We are searching who is the latest man of God in town. Today it is this man of God. Tomorrow it is that man of God. You see, you are confused. You've lost your identity. You've forgotten all that the Lord is telling you in His word. Even to pick up the Bible, we don't want to read. We are now depending on certain activities or certain prayer meetings to keep in tune with God. And at night, I do this one. At dawn, I do this one. But our relationship with God, even receiving His word by ourselves in direct connection with the Holy Spirit, we've lost that. I'm not saying that it's not good to attend meetings and to be part of prayer meetings like you are part of Bethel Encounter. But I want to provoke you to go beyond that. That one word, when you hear it, you go searching in the word of God about it. That you not be deceived by any doctrine, but you will get revelation. Jesus said that when the Spirit of God comes, you guide us into all truth. But if you don't take that truth that you are reading seriously, and you are waiting to hear words, and sometimes even prophecies that are void of God's promises, just to fulfill your emotions. You are praying right now that, Lord, please forgive me wherever I've discounted your promises and I've gone searching for what will please me. I pray right now that any word that Satan has stolen from me, please, I pray that grant me a revelation of it. Let me no longer lose that which, Lord, even you've given unto me in your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. When the enemy cometh to steal your word from me, let him not succeed in the name of Jesus. But let it be planted in my heart. Let it be planted in my heart. Not searching for some other word which will satisfy my emotions or satisfy my feelings. But Lord, let me receive your word as it comes, Lord. Even as I encounter in the scriptures, as I encounter in preaching at church, as I encounter in teachings at church, let me receive it wholly into my heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me receive your word that you've said in your word. That by your stripes I am healed. By your stripes I'm healed. By your stripes I'm healed. By your stripes I'm healed. Let me receive it fully, not without any doubting in my heart. In my heart, in the name of Jesus. Let me receive your word holy, 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 without any doubt, in the mighty name of Jesus. Rababaya kabaya dededebeya kabaya shabaraba. Ramamaya zande. There are people who saw in the word of God that they would be men of God. Today they are preaching, they are touching lives across the world. There are those who are still waiting. It's been 60 years and they are still waiting for a man of God to come and lay hold on their lives. That, hey, go and tell your neighbor next door that give your lives to Christ. Because they don't see in the word of God that what the word of God has said, that go about preaching the gospel. No, so they are waiting for someone again to come and commission them. From today, when you read the word of the Lord, it will be like fire.
Amen.
Fire in your heart.
Amen.
Burning in your bones.
Amen. Amen.
It's because we have discounted the word of God and we are roaming about searching for prophets. That's why we are corrupted in our nation. That's why we are facing all sorts of degradations. Because the word which has been given to us, we don't take it serious. We want to hear something else. Say after me, Spirit of the Living God.
Spirit of the Living God.
Open my heart to your word.
Open my heart to your word.
Open my eyes to your word.
Open my eyes to your word.
Open my ears to your word.
Open my ears to your word.
Let me hear your voice.
Let me hear your voice.
When I open the scriptures.
When I open the scriptures.
Let me hear your voice.
Let me hear your voice.
When I open the scriptures.
When I open
Jesus, let me hear your voice.
Let me hear your voice.
When I open the scriptures.
When I open
lift up your voice. Begin to pray right now. Holy Spirit, let me hear your voice. When I open the scriptures, let me hear your voice. 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 Your word has lighted upon Israel. Lord, let your word light upon my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, let me hear your voice when I open the scriptures. In the mighty name of Jesus, let me see the future when I open the scriptures. Let me see your will when I open the scriptures. Let me see your ways when I open the scriptures. Let me see you. Let me see you. Let me see you when I open the scriptures. Today we cry out unto you. We cry out unto you. We cry out unto you. In the mighty name of
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Our marriages will get better because of your word.
Amen.
To us.
Amen.
Our children will be healed because of your words revealed to us.
Amen.
If a man has wisdom, even an enemy becomes a friend by revelation of your word. If you haven't given your life to Christ, please say this short prayer after me, because revelation starts with relationship. Revelation starts with relationship. Revelation starts with relationship. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for not giving my life to you earlier. Today, I yield my life completely to you. I accept that I'm a sinner. Today, I come crying out to you, save me, Jesus. Be the Lord and Master over my life. Give me a new heart of flesh. Take out the stony heart. It's the stony heart which has caused me to rebel against your word, which has caused me to refuse your word. Today, give me a heart of flesh. And Lord, grant me your Holy Spirit, that by your Holy Spirit I can walk with you. I can live a life that is pleasing to you. That the Bible that looked like storybook to me, like a philosophy book, that I fought against, that I disputed, Lord, let your word become life to me. Reveal to me, Lord, the power of your word. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
We give you all glory, honor, and praise. We give you all glory, honor, and praise. We give you
If you just gave your life to Christ, kindly contact us via email, info@globalmusicministry.com, or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
We'll meet at 6 p.m. prompt on Sunday. Shalom.